This is HMS All Access.
Welcome to HMS All Access, your backstage pass to the country's top morning show. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf, and on this episode, Brady finally admits he's bald. John and I discuss celebrity lookalikes. We've got daddy-daughter dances. Brady's presented with a new job opportunity. And we've got another edition of This Week in HMS History. But first, here's a clip of the guys talking about ladies with annoying laughs.
You never hear a group of men in a restaurant going,
nom, nom, nom.
But you'll hear a group of women
cackling
at the highest pitch you can get, and there's always one that tries to out-cackle the cacklers because somewhere along the line, someone told this ugly broad,
you've got such a funny laugh.
So she plays it up as her one thing. There was a woman in there. She was laughing so hard at anything, but she was getting attention. She was getting attention for it. The first couple times she cackled, the other tables looked over. That lady's really having a good time. By the 12th, 15th time she cackled, everyone in the place's eyes were
all
down.
All right, Chewbacca mom.
Yeah, exactly. It was Chewbacca mom. And it was that, okay, put it on the YouTube and try to be a superstar because you're pissing everyone off.
I can't help it. I'm just...
No, you can help it. You know, if you were in a movie and you did that, you'd be removed. You were doing it for attention. And the waitress came over and she's laughing because my face is just... She's like, I read you. I know what you're doing. I'm like, what is... Why? And the waitress came over. She goes, oh, it's been great for us. She's been here since 4:30. We love it. We're having a great time with her. And I'm like, oh, you got to want to kill her. And she goes, yeah, we do. We do. Everyone did. So if you're the loudest one in a restaurant, it's not cute. It's never been cute. And I'll tell you exactly why you don't have a date, 43-year-old stout woman at the restaurant last night. It's because you're annoying. And you make noise, and everybody leaves, and you think,
I was a hit of the party.
And everybody else is in their car going, I couldn't take Karen's laugh for one more minute. I wanted to kill her. When you're the loudest bitch in the group, everyone's nice to you, but everyone's being driven nuts. Stop it. And if you're a table of all women, and you're out cackling each other, there's a reason you're a table of all women bitching about how no men like you. You're cackling hens.
That was their mating call.
Yeah, control yourself. Yeah, you're gonna lure over. You know the only man you're gonna lure over is the manager of the restaurant to tell you to shut the f up. And that's what happened last night.
Loud lady cackling. You were talking about the woman on the air the other day.
It ruins everything. Yeah. It ruins a room. And it is funny. Like I used to work with a girl who had a great loud laugh. Like, she was allowed to break it out one time, and something had to be really funny for her to go off.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she wanted attention, it didn't have to be that funny, and she just starts screaming that laugh out, and everybody's like, it wasn't that funny. There's never been a situation where there's loud dudes in, like, college parties, but in a high-end restaurant like I was at, and this cackling lady, just top of her lungs, every chance she had to cackle and walk around and make noise and stop the restaurant cold, was, like, her favorite thing in the world. And she's not unique. There's many of them. And it's got to be stopped. People have to stop it. You're going overboard because your husband doesn't eat you out enough. That's basically what's happening here. She doesn't get the attention she needs from someone else, so she screams out. That's all I think. When I hear a woman cackling away or making tons of noise for attention, all I think is, that pussy is dry. That thing's like a Ritz cracker and nobody wants it. It's a Ritz cracker in between couch cushions. Nobody's going to eat it. Everybody's going to look at it and try to avoid it because you don't want to pick it up. It might crumble and make a bigger mess. So you just leave it there. She needs attention. Will somebody eat that bitch out? Has
Shut
anyone
her up.
Ever said, oh, we've got to get Janet to come with? Her cackle is awesome. You guys are going to love it. When she cackles, the whole room stops. She does it 10, 12 times an hour. Everybody loves hanging out with Janet because of the cackle. No. No one's ever said, my favorite thing about you is how you destroy public settings with that giant fake laugh. Stop it. If you're a cackler, it's you we're talking about. And I want you to be embarrassed. I don't want you to take great pride in your cackle. When a woman's like, and she's turning red, and she's like, oh my God, you got me. That's understandable. Like, oh, she's having a great time. And then if it happens again, it's like, all right, she's pushing it. 5, 6, 7 times, like this lady was doing behind us, nothing's that funny.
Right.
Nothing is that fucking funny. And I wanted to kill her.
Well, they think they're the life of the party, too. Oh, yeah. Like you said, they want attention, life of the party. They're really not. That's what gets me. During the Booger interview in one of our first podcasts,
yes.
You said that like people need to step up and take
say
charge
something.
And be like, hey, stop that.
Yeah.
And you said that one of the bartenders went up and did say something. But like
one of the patrons of the restaurant needs to go, hey, could you come on? You're breaking my eardrums. You know what it reminds me of is the South Park episode when they had all of the guys. And I hate this, too. And this is why that episode's so brilliant. Bike Week comes by. And of course, they think they're popular because when they go by, everybody looks. But it's because everybody is fucking miserably mad at this horrible noise. And the weather's always beautiful when 14 guys in Harleys want to gas it right there by the restaurant patio.
Right.
And it's just inconsiderate. Not everybody, but they're like, look at us. Everybody thinks, well, look, we're the coolest guys. No, everybody's looking at you and you can't hear them screaming out, shut the fuck up. And we're really turning heads today. It's like, yeah, cacklers. So a woman and a Harley Davidson, same thing.
Crying baby, throw it in there too.
Crying baby, cackling Harleys. Harleys are cool individually, but when you're slow riding down the fucking road and everybody's in here, everybody's in outdoor patios and just mucking up the air with your noise.
You are listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
Now let's talk about you being Doughy Justin Timberlake.
I am Doughy Justin Timberlake. I don't mind it though.
That's a good compliment.
Yeah.
Because Doughy Timberlake is the same as when someone called me ugly Jason Statham. I took it as a compliment.
Yeah, no, I would take Doughy Timberlake any day.
Doughy Timberlake and ugly Jason Statham would be the brothers of the real famous ones trying to make a shitty B movie.
That's not a bad thing, but no. It's funny. I've gotten that.
Pointed it out.
You know, back in college, I'd get, mom's weekend would come in, one of my friend's mom would literally call me JT because she thought I was Justin Timberlake.
There's a similarity there. There's a big one, yeah. And it's true. Who else do people say you look like? I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick as well.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that's because of the beard, especially when I get the beard long. And you guys had me throw a football helmet on one time,
too.
No,
that's right. Oh, that was creepy when you had the long beard and the helmet. That's true. Has there anybody?
Oh, Matt Bonner.
Who's that?
NBA player. Okay, yeah, because he's kind of like, he's got the red beard going
and
he's bald on the top.
That's the reason why.
Well, I was flattered when I heard that Megan spotted JT on.
She said, she asked, how is Charlie doing? And I said, great. What makes you think of Charlie? And on TV was like, you know, we couldn't even hear it. And she goes, you know what? That must be it. I looked up there at Justin Timberlake with the beard and I thought, hey, Charlie's kind of a doughy Justin Timberlake. And I'm like, I'm not sure that's a compliment.
I will take it as a compliment,
but I
though.
I would too, because I remember my ugly Jason Statham comment.
So. There you go. I mean,
let's go through. Who does Bob Kemp look like?
Oh, man. Newt Gingrich. That's not too far off. I could see it, kind of. I don't know. I just thought of the first old
big white
guy.
He's like the worst Larry Bud Melman character. He's Kenny the Gardener.
Brady's fairly unique.
Wow.
That's why you had the BILF contest, I guess, in a way.
Well, it's not unique.
I'm trying to think of a celebrity, though. I can't think of any celebrities that look like Brady off the top of my head.
It's weird because it's such a common build. Like, there's so many Brady types out there, but yeah, there's no famous Brady type.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the guy who did Discount Double Check.
Oh, Rogers. Discount Double Check.
Right, okay.
That was very Brady. Jack Black at first, but I hate Jack Black, so I don't like to compare them. Kind of the guy from According to Jim, but nobody watched that. Brady's kind of a Down syndrome-y version. Would that be a compliment?
I don't know if I'd like that
still
one as much
bad.
As I like Doughy. It's still not bad. I mean, I'm compared to Justin Timberlake and Ryan Fitzpatrick, who went to Harvard.
Yeah.
He's bad company.
He's a local boy, too. That's not so bad.
Oh, that's right. He is. He's Chandler or something, right?
The Highland Hawks, yeah. So, yeah, that's not bad. I think I'm going to start including the word Down syndrome with whomever I compare to a celebrity. You know, you look like Leo DiCaprio. Oh, I want to thank you. If he had Down syndrome, which is still good.
That's the worst way to do it is to say, you look like this person, and then let them sort of react and be like, oh, that's awesome. If they were
somebody told me that about Keith Jardine. You look like Keith Jardine, man. I'm like, I don't know who that is. UFC fighter. Looked him up. First thing that Googled up, world's 10 ugliest athletes. And he was number one.
Number one.
Thanks, man.
So they're not all the best compliments, but every once in a while you get a good one.
I'm comfortable with my ugly Jason Statham. Yeah. I would
take that one too. Jason Statham's awesome.
Thing. I don't think I look like him, but I'm an ugly version, so I'm in the ballpark.
You had your daddy daughter dance this weekend, which is
yes.
Did you?
Oh yes. Nice.
You're practically dating her. There's so many dances yet.
Yeah.
That's one dance
every year, pretty much, huh?
You can't skip one.
Once a year. Well, you go every year that they want to go.
And I know why you go.
Why
to hang out with Donovan McNabb. That's the first thing you mentioned.
And Feely.
Here's the fun
Jay
part.
Jay Feely.
As a Brady said,
yep, just me and Jay Feely and Donovan McNabb cutting up a rug.
Now, funny, yes, but telling in the way that you've told me that not once did you say,
Kirby and I had a wonderful time.
Yeah, I did mention your
you
own
led
daughter.
With Donovan and Jay Feely and I hung out the whole time. It was pretty
I knew
awesome.
What information you'd like better.
You're running into the school gym and there was
time.
You knew which information you'd like to tell better. Because the story you told wasn't
Eric Davis and Tommy Johnson and I were at the...
Nope, it was the celebrities, which makes us seem sad. Stop chasing the Donovan McNamara. Get a good one. Feely's no good either. Feely in a bragging
good
point.
Guy.
Could be a good guy. There's probably 30 good guys there.
There are.
Yeah. I didn't hear you mention one of them.
Is there an air of, like, awkwardness in that gym? Because nobody wants to be there. Like, you do it for your daughter.
Yeah, it's
but
fun.
But all the...
No one is going.
If she didn't want you to go, you would not be going.
If Kirby said, I don't want to go this year, I'm like, no way, we're going.
Yeah. You don't have fun.
Can you, like, look at the dads and see which ones are just totally miserable? Because I'm sure you're
you
not.
Mean, oh, sure.
Donovan McNabb, probably. Because he's not only that, he's got to deal with all these douchebags that won't leave him alone at the cupcake table.
It's got to be just all over their faces.
Miserable.
They don't even want to dance with their wives. Let alone go there. And
you know, it's funny you say
that
phrase.
Deal with a bunch of dads.
You say the phrase all over their faces because we're just 5 short years away from a dance ending with stuff all over their faces. So they're getting prepped for it. They're learning to dance at least.
Yeah, the question is like, how much longer? You know, usually 5th grade, then they're saying, Dad, I don't want to go to this anymore.
No, you don't. There's 2 things a daddy-daughter dance is: tolerable or intolerable. That's it. And that's about it. You can make it okay. And you love your daughter, blah, blah, blah. The activity sucks.
Inside, you're miserable.
Doesn't mean you don't love her to be human and say this daddy-daughter dance is awful.
I wanted to talk daddy-daughter dance. Brady, you enjoyed yourself, though, yeah?
Sure did.
Now, are you joking, or did you really have fun?
No, you know, it wasn't. It was fun, but... you know, the question when we were talking about it earlier this week was if Kirby would rather have done something else, I would have had no problem with that.
That's
done
a diplomatic way of saying, boy, I don't like these.
You know what? It's fun to watch your kid have fun.
It's garbage. It's a garbage event. You know that's awful. Awful.
It's,
you have to
it's
do
It's part
it.
Of the... It's Yes. It's
mandatory.
Daddy public service.
Yes. Daddy public service is mandatory. But it doesn't mean that it's fun or good. It's awful.
Brady, I would warn you, just as a young man who went to a school where we had a mom prom.
Oh,
still the worst phrase. When I was in high school, we had to do the mother-son dance, mom prom. And, you know, I'm going to warn you against it. I don't think they're good things.
No.
Well, but you didn't want to have that. Where the girls still want you to. Yeah, believe me, my time of daddy-daughter dance is probably one... Or 2 more years. Then she won't want to take daddy. You know.
You got to be praying for that to happen soon. Just, this is just
it
miserable.
Could be next year, but...
But then that takes time out of his, you know, hanging out with D-Mac and Jay
Fields.
That's
true. Now, well, that's the bigger thing. So you get into what really made you want to go to this. And it has nothing to do with the love of your daughter. It's to see D-Mac and Jay Fields.
My good friends.
Yeah, your
pals. There were no good friends. I didn't have D-Mac and Jay Fields at our mom prom. It was just like
you
something
you
don't
mom.
Want to do. And we had, I mean... I'm dancing with my mom, your sister, and she just starts crying
she's
while we're dancing.
She's a good dancer.
Sure.
Well, but crying on the slow
she's
dance?
Crying. It was awful. It was really, really awkward, and I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, what happens? Are you going to start crying with Kirby someday? Like,
I already have.
Oh,
cried.
God.
No, I haven't cried.
The worst
dancing.
Part about mom prom is synonymous with getting laid. Like, that's everybody's like, we'll do it at prom. It's going to happen. I'm going to go. And you're always the pressure of prom is, will I or won't I bang this girl?
What was the name of it? Did they call it mom prom or did they call it something else?
Everyone just referred to it as mom prom.
You came from my pussy dance. You came from it. Now come in it.
Oh, God. That's awful. That's so terrible.
Mom prom.
No.
Oh, mom prom. The message is so bad.
You know, your daddy-daughter, the girls are about dancing.
Yeah, they're little princesses.
And they can go and dance. Like, Kirby will dance most of the time, and the guys are on the wall talking to each other or whatever.
It's just the school crushing your night. Essentially, it's a giant slumber party that everybody has to be at. The kids dance, they scream. Oh, the screaming's got to be goddamn insufferable. Every time, I swear to God, if you blindfolded a guy and dropped him in a room and said, what are you listening to? And it was like 5 5-year-old girls in a room together.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you'd say, I don't know, sort of like a dolphin getting tased. What is that? You'd never think fun, kids having a good time. Take that blindfold off and it's just 5. My neighbors, thank God their parents got divorced because I only have to hear them every 14 days.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar. real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
It's time for another edition of This Week in HMS History, when we turn back the clocks and find a clip from years ago. This week's clip comes from 2009, when Eric did a payday stuntman at the Cardinals Super Bowl rally dressed in Steelers gear.
Eric is live down there at the facility, the Cardinals. He's at the airport in a Steeler jersey.
Kurt Warner loves Satan.
They're crushing you.
Hey, Barrel Boy is here. I got Barrel Boy. You want to talk to him?
You knew yeah. Barrel Boy would be there.
Barrel Boy, can you talk to my my friend for me? Say hi. Barrel, you all suck.
Payday stuntman live at the airport.
This girl beats women.
He doesn't beat them. He just stalks them.
Oh, he just stalks women. He doesn't beat them.
Yeah, so Eric is down at the Cardinals rally in a Steeler shirt.
The cops are following me.
Oh, no, just in case there's trouble. Are you being removed?
No, I'm not being removed. I'm ditching the cops. They're following me.
Right.
Now.
I'm ditching the cops.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Listen to that.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, this is awesome. Run away. He's saying suck it to them. Now you're going to get beat up. All right. Hey, Eric, can you hear me?
No way.
No way. I think they're beating him to death.
He's hurt.
Just
barely.
Enjoy the sounds.
Cardinal fans showing passion.
They're late.
Who are the Cardinals? Oh, the passion. Good passion.
I can't hear you guys.
It's okay. We can hear you. Oh, my God.
All right. I'm getting out of here.
All right. Eric. Listen, that was a child.
That was his laugh, last little laugh that something's going down.
Wow. You got out of there quick. They shot out fast. Hey.
Wow.
Oh, that was fun. That was good old-fashioned fun, Eric. Nice work.
I had no idea what was going on. Helicopter escorted me out now.
Are you being removed? Why?
Yeah, they're taking me out so I don't
get hurt.
For
safety
reasons. You have the right to... You have just as much right to that rally as anyone else.
Don't tase me, bro!
They're taking me out.
Yeah, let me, can I, is he there?
I'm with KUPD. They sent me down here to.
Because of the disturbance?
Yeah, no.
Because of the disturbance?
No. The DJ's a big Steeler fan, so I had to.
We're testing the passion of the Cardinal
fan. Problem. They're going to tase me again, John. I got to leave.
Tase him! Oh, they know about you. They're listeners. Good. All right, the cops are listeners. All right, beautiful.
I got to go. I got to get out of here.
All right, he's being removed. Eric. Excellent work. Nice
so he gets
job.
The 500,
thank
didn't
you.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you. That's well worth the $500. Did you get on TV?
I don't know what it is. No, nah, just KCAR. I almost had Barrel Boy for a second. But.
All right, another $500 to go back and get on TV.
No, I don't want to do that.
The police are moving you, aren't they?
I got to go.
All right, you got to go. All right, Eric, nice job. We'll talk to you on your way back. Oh, he's been taken care of.
Yeah, I think business was
creepy. Well done. Well done, my friend. Testing the passion of the Cardinal fan, and Cardinal fan, you came through. Well done. That was pretty impressive.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
Brady, you had a major breakthrough yesterday with admitting you were bald, and I'm really proud of my Unky Dave. You've come a long way. What was the...
Do you consider yourself a bald man?
Not yet. I will though.
He's not yet.
Yeah.
But this isn't all gone for me.
It's pretty much gone.
He is an even batch of hair that within a year will no longer be.
Can you, when you look at this right up here, can you see my scalp?
No.
But when I look at yours, Brady, I can see your scalp.
You're
it's my
bald.
Peninsula, right? So I'm not yet, but I will be. When my peninsula here,
the front of my head becomes an island, that's when I start shaving it.
Yeah.
You have male pattern baldness.
And see, it took very bad male pattern baldness because I felt like, well, I feel hair up there.
Yeah.
And that's why it was harder for me to say that I'm a bald. Not that I don't have a problem being.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. I mean, like Eric said, that article, bald men are more assertive and powerful looking.
Yeah, I never thought it was, but, you know, I guess, you know, I get harassed for getting haircuts.
It still didn't make sense.
Well, why would you get a haircut?
Yeah.
Why would you pay to get that haircut?
I enjoy a haircut.
I could cut your hair.
What is wrong with enjoying a haircut?
You don't have hair.
I enjoy horses,
but I don't talk about how much I ride them.
I don't have hair. It's certainly a mess at the barbershop where I go to after they're done cutting.
But when I shave my head, it's messy, and I'm like, boy, I'm a hairy son.
And I'm not going to clean that up.
Not.
I'll let the I pay the for that service.
Why would you pay for that service? Yeah. It seems like such a waste. I mean, I could go pay for a haircut, but I don't. I'll just do it myself.
Yeah.
It's simple.
You're not styling what's left on
no,
your
it's
head.
Just, and, it's a three on the top, a two on the side.
You know what I say that? Good for you.
Yeah.
Great.
And you're borderline,
I'll get my
Charlie.
Haircut.
You're two on the top or two on the sides, three on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably go two all the way around and recognize how bald you actually are and just get it out of the way now.
I could.
You got a hell of a beard. It would look really cool. Shave it down. See what you got.
I would actually keep the beard and shave the head.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Great. You look at my facial hair.
I'm so proud of you
if
now.
If I grew out this and called it a beard, you'd laugh at me. The guy thinks he's got a beard.
No, it's a beard.
No, it's not. There's gas.
Osama bin Laden
had a beautiful thick beard.
No, it wasn't thick. That thing was a
he had a good
mange.
Beard.
It's he better had mange than mine.
Okay, it's better than mine. If I grew mine out, there'd
be... You know when that beard looked the best?
Where?
When a couple of
fucking bullets
bullet
right
went
through
there,
him and got them right. USA!
Yeah, USA!
Patches and the gaps I have, you would say, and I stood next to Charlie and go, got the same beard Charlie's got, you'd be like, he's delusional. So for you to say you have hair is like standing next to John Travolta in Greece and saying, we have the exact same hair.
Well,
you
then I also have, my body hair is balding.
Huh?
Or is bald. Because really, it's not thick back hair. So I don't... my back
coverage.
Is clean then. It's
you're
a bald back.
You're confusing coverage. No, it is not. There is a drastic difference.
Okay,
where,
well, there's hair on my head.
That, but still, your head is bald.
Again, my back
heads
is bald.
Heads go bald by
your
definition.
No, my back is bald.
No, it is not.
You've got hair on your back.
None.
You got hair all over your body.
You don't see it. But okay, that's right. Well, I also have bugs all over my body, and I'm not getting sprayed.
Yeah,
okay.
You're riddled. You need
where
to
you're
work
not and, supposed to have tons of visible hair, and you grow it, makes you hairy there. Where you are supposed to have hair and it goes away, makes you bald.
But I have hair growing where it's supposed to be growing.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you think you do.
It's just. The other stuff is decided to leave.
Right. The bald part. That's what makes you bald. Just because you have hair here and here doesn't mean you're not bald.
Yes, that's called balding.
It's called bald.
I think we're taking steps backwards now. Okay. You made this great breakthrough.
I'm a bald man,
just
all right?
I don't admit it. I don't know why it's a fear of yours. Be bald.
I'm fine. I am. I'm bald.
All three women that came in to describe you said bald guy.
Yeah. But I'm fine.
Can you grow a full beard? Get the goatee going, but.
Probably. Maybe you're right. I do like that look.
I wish I could do that, but my hair is I'm bald on the face, too.
Bald on your face?
Patchy, bald patches. You know why they call them bald patches? Because you're fucking bald, man.
Listen, I'm fine with the bald thing. That's good.
You drive all over Hell's Half
totally
Acre to
cool.
get a haircut like he's going to do a fashion run thing.
Get off my back on the haircut.
Hey, if you're going to pay someone for the haircut, pay me. I'll come over and do it for you.
There you go.
All right, we might do that. But
I used to cut
scalp massage.
Hair. Yeah. No scalp massage.
I'll suck your dick.
What about the warm shaving cream? Okay, you're in.
Yeah, I'll cut your hair. That's a good minute of my life. And then I'll suck your dick for money.
Now that's the barber I'm looking for.
Take that, Lady Jane.
All right. Well, thanks, Brace.
That's wicked good.
Yeah, wicked good blowjobs. He's a good blower.
Brady, you could be a feeding fetish model. You just eat and fart, and people will pay you.
Yeah.
Asian men will jerk off to that.
Let's
what
drop
about that,
the term
Brady?
Model.
What
that?
About this? You do a website. I'm going to get you paid.
Yeah. All right. All right.
You do a website where, like, ooh, like, you know that girl that opens the toys?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Brady does a website where he just eats Chicago-style pizza from Lou Malnati's every day without a shirt on. And Asian businessmen pay, and it's Asia only, like they have no Americans. Asian businessmen and little tiny squares across your screen, like there's 15 openings at a time, all just furiously masturbating while you just go, ooh.
Oh, hi.
Got a little sauce on my chest.
You got to talk to him every once in a
while.
Hi,
you're doing
Jinglings.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Jinglings back. Good to see you again, bro.
Oh, got a little pizza.
Good. Beating up a bagel, Anthony.
What do you want me to do? Pull a pepperoni off the pizza and eat that? That'll be $5.
Hi, Lee. Give me some tokens.
Oh, we got a whole business going on.
And you would not do that?
All we need is a wing.
Would you eat pizza to a masturbating Asian businessman?
No.
Of course you would.
You get to
What's
eat
wrong
pizza.
With that? It's free pizza. All you're doing is eating pizza. He's
you don't know
weirdo.
What they're doing. Maybe they're not masturbating.
Yes, they are.
It could be studying.
It's flattering.
It is flattering.
Nobody's
That's
beaten off
point.
To you before.
That's a great point.
If you came home today and Ronnie said, oh, God, when you left this morning.
I've been thinking about you all day.
I just started fiddling the old bald man in the canoe and thinking of you. You'd be like, yeah.
Thank you.
That's an awesome. You wouldn't be flattered by that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course you would. At the end of the day, this is the voice that says it. When I go home tonight,
yep.
I beat it off a thing of a year.
Yep.
It's equally as flattering.
Nope.
You still haven't done it. It is, too.
Sure. Why not?
It's equally as flattering. Nope. He just finds you attractive. That's a compliment. Now.
He's paying big bucks.
He's not doing anything to you. $5,000 a month. Eating pizza. And whatever other people do to that is their business. You can't help but that sexy to Asian businessman.
The other thing I wanted to hit on was the Brady webcam sort of thing.
Yeah.
Eating pizza. I think Top we've us. Got something here.
A fetish you. Video?
Fetish
but
video.
You keep calling it that. It's not. It's just you eating pizza with your shirt off. There's nothing fetish about it. It's whatever the viewer wants to make it. You're automatically going to the weirdos. I'm just saying, hey, put it out there and see what happens.
It might
be a normal
it might
dude
change
like, you
a
know
little
what?
Bit of all of a sudden I'm making money on this deal.
Hell yeah.
Sure, that might change a little bit. And
then maybe
but
we'll
then,
have...
And then, you know, why do you have to have the shirt off?
Why not? Because it wouldn't be interesting to watch. I can go over to Spinato's and watch anybody eat with a shirt
probably,
on.
Well, let's say it's
and you
probably
gotta, like,
funnier with my shirt off.
And you got to, like,
not
make out
like
with
I'm,
the pizza.
You know, it's not The Rock eating pizza.
What are you worried about other people's thoughts for? Who cares?
What are you the doing image. I'm, my international image, I'm worried about spoiling that.
There isn't.
You know?
Your international image is, I wish that guy would eat a piece of pizza.
I think
with
this
shirt
helps
off.
Your international image, especially in the Far East.
I totally agree. Your international image finally gets a new audience of billions.
You know,
finally. Fucker.
And you're right. I could build that image there because I don't know.
You don't have one. There.
I don't. There.
There you go. And, that's how we tap into the Asian market.
Yeah.
I just gotta, you know.
All you're doing is eat.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah. But you understand, I just can't make that knee-jerk reaction, all right, or do it. I just need time to think about it. That's my thing, you know.
I don't know.
I don't know what there is to think about.
This kind of time, it calls for a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
It's a downtrodden time. People are sad and depressed. We need this.
This is fun.
People need you to save the world.
And I mean, mainly like an art piece, like Shia LaBeouf standing in front of a box.
This is why I don't buy this.
It's
you're lying to me
it
right
not,
now,
no,
Charlie.
You're insecure about
you're lying.
Would I,
the world doesn't need me.
Would I ever lie to you?
He's being insecure.
Yes.
No.
It's art.
No, I wouldn't.
This has
you're
nothing.
You're lying again.
Freddie, this has nothing to do with what your insecurities are telling you. It is whatever is in the eye of the beholder.
That's
you
fine.
Are an art piece.
That's fine. We'll go with that. It's
and
my,
you can make money
it's
off
my
art.
Insecurities, then.
Well, what you're saying,
that's
it's like I'm worried about what they say. It's making fun of me.
Yeah,
I'm being
sometimes.
Bullied.
Because, well, I'm worried about is this being hypocritical of a lot of stuff I'm saying.
Well, if you're worried
you know,
about that, we have to let you go.
The priority is saying, well, why,
we
are, you, why are you doing this? You know, it's for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's pros and cons on that, but I'm not that desperate for that money.
Why do you come into the radio station every day?
Because I like I love the job.
Of course, you love the job.
I love to entertain. Love to be funny.
Right, but are you doing it for the money?
No, I would volunteer this. No,
this
it
you are
is
doing for the
because
money.
I can get paid. Doing, making a living?
Yeah.
Sure,
you're
yeah.
Getting, you like what you do, which is, but you're doing it for the money. You wouldn't do this. I mean,
it
you don't
pays
like it
the
that
bills,
much. It
for
pays
sure.
Lots of the bills. The moral dilemma doesn't make sense to me because you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything morally.
Here's the main thing is I don't think I would enjoy doing that. I wouldn't enjoy.
Eating
you know,
pizza?
I'd rather.
You don't know until you try
my
it.
Shirt off. I don't like eating, period, with my shirt off.
How do you know?
Because I've done it.
Take your shirt off and eat the pizza. And then feel weird about it. The Japanese guys will come so fast if they see that you're uncomfortable.
There's demand out there.
I guarantee
for it,
you, I'll come on my guts watching. So it's not a failure going in. You've got to win.
All right, it's something to think about.
He's thinking about it. All right.
Yeah. I just need to be the only one in that little Skype window, and all you see is my face. Just, I'm going to scotch tape my eyes back.
Hi, Lee. Hi, John.
Oh, hi, John.
Hey, Chin-ho.
Oh,
what's up, Chin-ho? Hey, John.
Oh, I wish I'd come red.
Good shot, Chin-ho.
Now, you can't see them all. That would make you uncomfortable. You just don't know what's going on out there. What do you care so much for? If somebody wants to pay me to do that,
if you didn't give a crap, you would do it for free.
No, I wouldn't. That's dumb.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Yeah.
That's what the Joker said.
That's right.
And I'm going to take that advice. If I'm going to do the topless pizza thing, I need some upfront dough. Yeah. I've been covered in sauce before. Not necessarily naked, but, you know, like, and it's,
and like we said,
the worst.
You know, if you're good at something, get paid for it. Stop slathering yourself in fucking pizza sauce, you pig. Make something out of it.
That's it for this episode of HMS All Access. If you have a question for What Would Eric Do, you can email charlie@98kupd.com and have your question read on next week's episode. For everything else, Holmberg's Morning Sickness and other podcasts, you can visit podcastone.com or download the Podcast One app. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.